Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
The days of disco music seemed to be waning in the late 1970s, and by 1980, the genre was considered nearly dead. But then, Casey Kasem's American Top 40 program confirmed what everybody with a radio knew at the time. Disco was very much alive in one particularly catchy tune.
With the most popular song in America for the third week in a row, here's producer Steve Greenberg's group, Lip Sync, taking us down to Funky Town.
Funky Town's creator, Minnesotan Steven Greenberg, had no idea Funky Town would become an international phenomenon and stay popular for 30 years and counting.
Let's just say this, if you're going to have a one-hit wonder, it should be Funky Town, because it's a good one.
The hit song's lead singer, Cynthia Johnson, who still lives in St. Paul, says a question she gets a lot is, where is Funky Town?
I get people asking me that on Facebook. Is Funky Town near Wisconsin? And I answer them and I say, you're kidding, right? Are you kidding, right?
The reality is, it doesn't exist on a map.
It's a place that they have created, a space that they've created that makes them feel good and they're grooving. That's Funky Town.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.